Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Just kidding around during the break with my my board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan, trusty man, always in my ear. Thank you, Chris. Great job you do. Thank you, Andrew Paul, booking all my guests, my executive producer of the show. Great job you always do. Thank you. Don't talk in my ear about funny things like that. You're going to break up my concentration. Come on.
You want me to tell him? I'll say it.
No, don't.
Come on.
James is one of my fans, and... James just sent me an email. He says, I have a new title for Joe Biden. It should be Joe Biden, Commander-in-Chief of Global Human Trafficking. I agree. He is the chief global human trafficker on the Mexican border with the United States. He is the man responsible for the whole world coming over the border. And they're bringing with them drugs and women who are prostitutes or being prostituted to pay off their bills. He's bringing with the children who pedophiles use in porn movies and prostitution, child sex scandals. The whole thing is sickening. It's like Joe Biden is in bed with the Mexican drug cartel. Maybe that should be his title. Joe Biden / CEO, Mexican drug cartel. Because he's getting rich. You can't tell me his family isn't being paid off. You can't tell me Democrats, leading Democrats, are not being paid off by the Mexican drug cartel for what they're allowing on that border, the atrocity and the humanitarian crisis and the sex trafficking crisis and the drug trafficking crisis going on at our border. But that is a potential title for a future Wayne Root commentary. Thank you, James. Joe Biden, Commander-in-Chief of Global Human Trafficking. Credible. How about Biden's UN ambassador trashes America, says white supremacy is weaved into our founding documents and principles. She's an African-American woman. I hate to bring up people's race. I'm going to try and avoid that from now on this show. I don't care that she's black, but she hates America. She's bringing up white supremacy. These people are black. They're not white. They're communist. They're pink. They're red. Chinese communist red. All the Democrats in charge are communists. And it's a communist takeover of the United States, and they're trying to destroy us all. And they use COVID to do it. There's no question about it. COVID exists just like the Hong Kong flu pandemic existed in 67, 68. But we had Woodstock, and everything was open. Restaurants, and the entire America was open for business in the middle of an Asian flu pandemic just like COVID. There was no reason for anything we just did. None. Why was the Hong Kong flu different than COVID? Well, the truth is, and the proof is, in Project Veritas, which once again today did it again, they came out with a shocking video, undercover video, of a CNN director admitting they used COVID to raise their ratings. That's what all the media did. They're all criminals. They're all terrible people. Project Veritas dropped part two of their CNN expose on Wednesday, in which CNN director Charlie Chester admits that they used COVID to drive ratings. Chester explains that the networks uses manipulation to shape public opinion. Any reporter on CNN, what they're actually doing is they're telling the person what to say. It's always like leading them in a direction before they even open their mouths. The only people that we allow on the air are people that have a proven track record of taking the bait. I think there's an art to manipulation, inflection, saying things twice, little subtleties to how to manipulate people. Hey, it's enough to change the world, you know? Point better. You know, die, die, more people die. We need you to die. He says COVID gangbusters with ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side. Let's make it bigger. Let's make it higher. Unbelievable. James O'Keefe, of course, is in charge of Project Veritas. Great job, James. He says, this guy Chester, the director, Charlie Chester, he says, like, why isn't it high enough, meaning the death toll from COVID? You know, like today, like would make our point better if it was higher. And I'm like, what am I effing rallying for? That's a problem with what we're doing here. Chester described that CNN has used the fear of COVID pandemic to keep viewers tuned in. It's fear. Fear drives numbers, TV ratings. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in. COVID, question mark, gangbusters with ratings, which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side of the screen. And then he says that CNN's president, Jeff Zucker, he's actually president of the parent network of CNN, would call into CNN's newsroom during live segments and order the staff to keep COVID death tolls on the screen. So there's like a bat phone. He calls up and says, get the COVID death up there. And then they throw in feel-good stories at the very end of each hour because the coverage is so much doom and gloom that, you know, that's what got you to tune in. But then you're depressed. You want to slit your wrists. So now we got to lift you up with one positive story after all the negative stories. I mean, this is what we now know. This is all stuff I've told you 1,000 times, and now you know. It's all a con. It's all a scam. Is COVID a scam? No. Real people have died. But by the way, look why they've died. They died because the media was in bed in a conspiracy with Democrat politicians and leading liberal activists to destroy the credibility of the only thing that was ever proven to work, hydroxychloroquine, because Trump brought it up and it saved people's lives. And all over the world, in countries all over the world, the death toll is better in the United States. And in every one of those countries, they make hydroxychloroquine the main weapon when they attack COVID. The main weapon in their arsenal is hydroxychloroquine. Trump was right. 100% right. I saw the article about 6 months ago, by the way, Fox News, that 80% of all deaths were preventable if you get people enough vitamin D. So if you combine vitamin D, and I believe vitamin C, which is the ultimate amazing vitamin in the world, if you took vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and hydroxychloroquine and package them together, can you imagine how much death could have potentially been avoided in the United States of America? Can you even imagine? Why isn't this mass murder on a massive scale? To put down the one thing that works, and by the way, there are two things that work, three things that work. It's the Zelenko protocol, hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. And then the second thing that works is ivermectin. Doctor after doctor has told me ivermectin is like a miracle against COVID. It's not Wayne Root saying it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. How would I know? I'm passing along the information I've gotten from brilliant holistic doctors and alternative doctors who do not listen to the nonsense in the media. Ivermectin and then the combination of hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. And I've given so many of my friends, the name of multiple doctors who are willing to prescribe hydroxychloroquine over the internet, right, teleconference with doctors, and they'll prescribe it. And all my friends who got it said as soon as they got it, it turned their COVID into a little minor cold. Nothing. Nothing. So all the people that died didn't get the hydroxychloroquine when they needed it. It only works in the beginning, by the way, when your symptoms are mild. You got to get it in the first 3 days, and at the absolute worst, the first 5 days is what the doctors tell me. So there was no reason for all this death. None. And there's no reason for the hysteria at all. And then the other big news story is this, you know, I just have to mention every hour. Generally what I do with this show is I have different news stories in hour one, two, and three. Right? I don't use the same story. Sometimes I share the same story. One story gets shared today in all 3 hours, and that is that they're charging Dante Wright's shooter in the Minneapolis suburb, Brooklyn Center. The ex-Minnesota police officer, Kim Potter, is charged with second-degree manslaughter. I just can't believe this is possible in the United States of America. First of all, that anybody would defend a bad guy like Duante, if you're pronouncing the name right. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it right. But I believe it was Duante Wright. Bad guy. Photos online of him with gang symbols and a gun. And we know he's been charged with attacking a woman who he slept with overnight, by the way. Then she went to get her rent money at the bank. She came back with the money. He put a gun to her head, and when she wouldn't hand it over, he started choking her twice and stole her money. Talk about armed violent robbery. Who is losing sleep over the death of that guy? Who is losing? Now, I don't want him to die. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to die unnecessarily. But who's losing sleep? Who's giving up your possessions? Who's giving up your job for the day to protest on behalf of him with that kind of record? But wait, that's not it. It wasn't like the police just strung him up without a trial and murdered him. He was pulled over for a traffic infraction. It happens every day. Then they find an outstanding warrant for that crime. It happens every day. Then they take him out of the car and handcuff him. It happens every day. He breaks away from the handcuffs and runs back to his car. And so you're talking about someone who's a potential felon, who we know had a gun, we know was charged with using the gun in a violent crime. It's so funny. Liberals are so anti-gun. Here's a guy that used a gun in the commission of a violent crime. How do you know he doesn't have a gun in that car? How do you know he's not running back to the car to get a gun and shoot at the police and have a shootout? Certainly you know he's running back to the car to cause a car chase, which could kill innocent people. He could run over a woman with her baby carriage. He could smash into a car at a red light and kill a whole family. Who's going to lose sleep over him being shot by police? And even if you assume he shouldn't have been shot by police, she, the policewoman, did not try and shoot him. She tried to taser him, and she grabbed the wrong gun. That's called an accident. When a doctor commits an accident, guess what? He gets sued. But he's not charged with murder. He didn't attempt to murder someone. That wasn't what he wanted to do purposefully. Neither did Kim Potter. 26 years on the job, never been in trouble a day in her life. What person could be a police officer anymore? It's impossible.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. That's 800-765-2593.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you need a healthcare program, you're in luck. Special enrollment, by the way, was extended, so you got lots of time. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 a month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made, an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or doctors or hospitals you want. Liberty has over 200,000 members. It's not some rinky-dink little brand-new thing you got to get scared about. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims the last 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members. If I'm going to put my children's life in the hands of someone, you know it's good. In premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000, maybe as much as $180,000. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. How would you like to look at your bank account and see an extra $120,000? 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Let them know Wayne Root sent you and you'll be treated like a VIP. So a lot of news today. I started out in hour number two talking about Nancy Pelosi's husband, how he ostensibly made a tremendous killing buying as much as $10 million worth of stock of Microsoft in advance of Microsoft announcing a multi-billion dollar contract with the federal government. So, you know, that's insider trading, and if you and I do it, we go to jail for many, many, many years. But it's legal for it to be done by a spouse of a congressperson. Why are members of Congress allowed to trade stock with insider trading? Why? It's unbelievable. And then the announcement came out. He bought the stock on March 19th. The announcement came out on March 31st. Lucrative government contract worth about $22 billion to supply the U.S. Army combat troops with augmented reality headsets. How is this possible? This goes on in my country. How can you do that legally? It doesn't make sense to me. Texas nonprofit. Here's another example. Just the same kind of thing. A Texas nonprofit hires a Joe Biden transition official and then lands a $500 million contract to manage the border crisis. $530 million they were awarded. And remember, you know, you could get a lucrative contract in the private sector and the company goes out of business and never pays you. Or you have to sue them to get the money. They decide not to pay you anymore, right? But when you have a government contract, they're going to pay the whole $530 million. You know, they just print money whenever they want. Or they steal more from you and me, raising taxes to levels that are absurd. So they just steal our money and they pay the $530 million. So you know you're going to get paid. Nobody's ever been screwed by a government contract. You get paid every penny. I'm sure it's wired into your account. You wake up in the morning and there's $530 million just waiting for you. So the organization's called Family Endeavors. They want a no-bid contract. No bid! How is that legal? Just months after hiring a Biden transition official, Andrew Lorenzen Strait, as its senior director for Migrant Services and Veteran Affairs. This is according to Axios, a big liberal media organization, which notes that the deal is the second largest ever awarded by the agency overseeing the migrant child program, worth more than 12 times the group's most recently reported annual budget. The news comes as the Biden administration scrambles to handle over 21,000 unaccompanied minors currently in government custody. Look, I don't want to cast aspersions here, but, you know, I think I'll go cast aspersions. You know what I think of immediately? That they wanted this border crisis. That they wanted thousands a day to come over the border. They wanted thousands of kids because the American taxpayers to pay for it. Doesn't cost Biden anything. Doesn't cost any government official anything. It's OPM, other people's money. And you say, well, why do they want it? Well, first of all, they hate America. That's number one. Number two, they want to fill America with, you know, anti-American voters who don't believe in the Constitution, don't believe in America, don't know American history, don't believe in American history, hate the country. And they want to fill it with them so they'll all vote Democrat and destroy us, outnumber us, outvote us, and just, you know, fill the Democrat Party's coffers. But number three is, if there's millions coming over the border over the next few years, millions, and Democrats form the organizations to take care of the millions, then they make all the money and it's legal. It's not a crime to get a government contract, right? It's not a crime to have a ex-Biden administration official and you get the government contract and you make $500 million. You wouldn't have made one penny under Trump because there wouldn't have been a crisis at the border. Without Biden, there is no crisis. Only Biden creates the crisis. Doesn't that sound like a crime to you? Sounds like a crime to me. You know, I purposely make sure that there's a mess at my front door and someone's got to clean it up. Right? And I'm in charge of government. And I hire a company that my wife manages. She cleans it up and we give her a $10 million contract. Wow. That's a crime.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Your voices have been heard. Now the eyes of the world are watching Brooklyn Center. And I urge you, to protest peacefully and without violence.
That's Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Mayor Mike Elliott as a 10 p.m. curfew goes into effect for Brooklyn Center. This after three nights of protests starting out peaceful but turn into riots and looting with people throwing rocks and bottles at police officers and Minnesota National Guardsmen. The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to lead their country. And then more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, and my podcast is War Raw. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. War Raw, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is my normal podcast, and then on Friday afternoon, I've got a very special one, which is my weekend edition with my top 10. I play Casey Kasem, and I count down the top 10 biggest news stories in America for conservatives. Check out my War Raw podcast right now, anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. We'll take calls during this last half hour of the show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States. Love to know what you think about our U.N. ambassador trashing America and saying it's all founded on white supremacy. I'd like to know what you think about CNN admitting that they just completely exaggerated COVID and put the death totals up to scare everyone to death and raise their ratings. What do you think about Duante Wright and the shooting of this punk and thug and criminal, which maybe shouldn't have been a shooting, but as I candidly admit, perhaps the female police officer is incompetent. Perhaps you should have been fired. Perhaps you should have been sued. But I don't know if any of those, by the way, are right. But certainly all of those were possibilities. But the one thing you can't do is charge her with manslaughter. That's insane. What policeman could do their job? Who would ever want that job ever again for the rest of all time? No one. No one. How could a police officer function knowing you could be right for 26 years and then do something wrong by mistake? That's called an accident and charged with murder. Whew. Crazy. And then what do you think about the politicians like Nancy Pelosi's husband making millions in insider trading ahead of a Microsoft contract that only he knows about? What do you think of a former Biden big shot and his company getting a $530 million contract from the government to take care of all the youths, illegal alien youths coming over the border? What do you think of these things? Love to know what you think. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This is an interesting article because it could have been written by me. It's everything I've been saying on the radio, but I haven't had a chance to put in writing yet because I only have so much time in a day. Recently, there's been a drumbeat of expressed concern by the left, Democrats, the media, over a rise in hate crimes against Asians. The shooting in Atlanta, which six of the nine victims were Asian, brought out a rush to declare it was an anti-Asian hate crime. Turned out the fact that the majority of the victims were Asians had nothing to do with the shooter's motivation. More recently, a brutal attack, and by the way, it was a sex addiction, was the reason for the attack. The guy was addicted to all these girls at massage parlors, and I guess he thought in his sick mind that if you kill him, that'll stop his addiction. Has nothing to do with Asians. More recently, the brutal attack caught on video of a man shoving an elderly Asian woman to the ground, kicking her, and shouting, "You don't belong here," was indeed a hate crime. So leftists wanted to declare it part of this white supremacy theme. But the facts reveal the anti-Asian assailant was a black man and a convicted murderer of his own mother out on parole. That's inconvenient for liberals. Hate crimes against Asians, mainly assaults, have indeed increased the last year, as has violent crime in general. But taking the highest estimate of the number I could find, that provided by a left-wing website, Stop the Asian American Hate, assuming all of them were in fact motivated by anti-Asian bias, the number of these assaults is tiny, 421 in a nation of 330 million people. To put that number in perspective, each of these assaults was committed by a separate person. There would have been only one anti-Asian assaulter per 800,000 people committing only one such assault a year. The chance of an Asian suffering assault at the hands of an anti-Asian bigot would be considerably less than the chance of being injured taking a bath or driving a car, or being injured while driving your car. So why is the left so anxious to portray the country as beset by an avalanche of anti-Asian bigotry? Now, before I read this, I'm going to tell you what I think, because I was going to write the commentary and never had time. I believe all of this is a script written by the Chinese Communist Party, which now owns Biden, which ergo owns the United States of America. Okay? The Chinese Communist Party, it's the perfect smokescreen. Because if you can make the people believe it's all unfair to talk about Chinese, then just like Wayne Root can never discuss that the election was stolen. If you discuss that the election was stolen, you're like a criminal. And you're insane. And you're a liar. You can't ever discuss it, even though we all know it was stolen. So now they want you to be forbidden from ever saying something bad about the Chinese Communist Party in China. How do you do that? How do you accomplish that? Well, you start looking at all these cases, and in almost every single case, a criminal who happens to be black is attacking Asians in inner city areas, dangerous neighborhoods. It's all black on Asian crime. And you make it seem like there's this anti-Asian hate crime going on. Well, there isn't. There isn't. There's black-on-black crime. There's black-on-white crime. There's black-on-Asian crime. It's just a moment of opportunity. I don't think anything has to do with Asians. But if it does, it's black-on-Asian crime. It's not white-on-Asian. I don't think it's hate crime, to be honest with you. I think it's just black criminals attacking Asians. And let's face it, I keep saying 98% of all black people are great people. 2% are criminals. Okay, some white people are criminals, too. I'm Jewish. There's some Jewish criminals, too. 99% of all Jews, great people. But there are some black criminals. Nothing racist saying that. Admitting that. We all know the definition of a high-crime neighborhood is a minority neighborhood. We all know that. In every city in America, high-crime equals minority neighborhood. So we know that Wayne Root is saying 98%, 99% of all the people in those minority neighborhoods are good people, God-fearing people, law-and-order people, doing just going about their jobs every day, and they can't even move. They can't even move. They can't walk down the street without the fear of being shot. They can't come out at night without the fear of being shot. Terrible. Feel bad for those people. There's nothing racist about saying that these are high-crime neighborhoods. They are. Police go where the crime is. That's why they were searching, stop and frisk. It was always a minority neighborhood. They're high-crime neighborhoods. So I think that the Chinese Communist Party, which owns Joe Biden's brain, what's left of it, and Joe Biden's family, because we know where Hunter Biden's brain is located, much lower than a normal brain, between his legs. And so they own Hunter Biden's brain, they own Joe Biden's brain, they probably own Jill Biden's brain, and they own all the DNC and the Democrat Party's brains, and they came up and concocted this scam. Let's call this anti-China hate bigotry, anti-Asian hate bigotry. And therefore, the same people that aren't allowed to discuss the stolen election will not now be allowed to discuss how bad Chinese Communist Party is and China is. Because that's racism. If you call it the China flu because they sent it, it's racism. Now you can't talk about it anymore. All right, let's see what he says. This writer says, so why is the left so anxious to portray the country as beset by an avalanche of anti-Asian bigotry and violence when the truth is so obvious? Obviously, the contrary. Three reasons. One reason is power. The left wants Asians to join blacks and Hispanics as reliable votes for Democrats. So it wants Asians to believe, and it's largely succeeding in getting Asians to believe, that Republicans and their voters are white supremacists who despise them. This is a lie and a big one, perhaps an even bigger lie than anything else they're pitching right now, but it's worked to some degree, and the left keeps repeating it. Second reason is embarrassment. Asians are, as a relative matter, the most successful group in America. Their average income exceeds that of whites, yet many Asians came to this country with little wealth and few spoke English. And when they came, they were often victims of discrimination, in the case of the Japanese, internment. Yet despite these handicaps, and without any help from government, they managed to succeed and surpass even whites. It's no secret how it happened as a group, and obviously there are exceptions, but Asians are committed to and exemplify the three core values of strong families, hard work, and devotion to education. Just like the Jews, by the way. Exactly the same as the Jews. And I'm Jewish, so I know. That's all my family ever talked about. Family is everything. Hard work is everything. Education is everything. And so it's embarrassing to other groups that couldn't make it. So inflating the perils facing Asians thus draws attentions away from the success Asians have achieved despite all the prejudices, and the cause of that success, it attempts to convey the false impression that Asians are oppressed rather than successful. And the third reason they write is deflection. There is an anti-Asian discrimination in America, but one of its main sources is a principal bastion of the left, elite universities. Asians are discriminated against in seeking admission to Harvard, Yale, and other elite schools. It's four times more difficult for an Asian to get admitted to Harvard than for a black with the same high school grades and test scores. The left is urging the same discrimination against Asians in admission to elite public high schools. So the left wants attention to be drawn away from its own anti-Asian discrimination and focused instead on the minuscule incidents of anti-Asian assaults. So those are all good reasons. I understand them all. I agree with them all. But they're missing the big one that I came up with, and that is that the Chinese Communist Party is behind this all. Oh, woe is me. Oh, we're poor Asians. Oh, the Chinese Communist Party is so nice. How could anyone ever say something bad about us? Let's make sure that if they do say something bad about us, it's a hate crime. Just like if anybody dares to mention that the election was stolen, we're bad people for mentioning it. We should be banned from radio and TV. Well, you know, I gave a big speech at the We the People event in Las Vegas Saturday, and I opened it by saying I know these truths to be true. Raw truths to be the truth, the raw truth, and nothing but the truth. Number one, Joe Biden's brain is gone. Number two, Joe Biden is really president. He's puppet. Number three, Barack Hussein Obama is the president of the United States for a third term. Number four, Obama's not in charge. He may be the president, and Biden's the puppet, but Obama's taking orders from George Soros and various globalist billionaire communists and the Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartel and Valerie Jarrett. Big ovation. And I also know for sure that the Chinese Communist Party owns Joe Biden and now owns the United States of America. And that the border is because the Mexican drug cartel owns the Democrat Party and the Biden family. And they're all making money off the death of the United States. And I know there's a communist takeover of the United States.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Let me mention one more time because it's just coming up so fast. It's this Saturday, so I want to make sure we get all of you who are interested in looking better, feeling better, peeling back the clock, looking 10 years younger, losing dangerous fat inside your body, around your organs, losing weight, feeling great, feeling higher energy. I want to get you out on Saturday, 10:30 in the morning. It's a short event, 10:30 to 12 noon, coming in from outside the state. My great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. And the event is at the Ahern Hotel. And we're going to show you how it's done. We'll show you what it's done for me, up close and personal. I'll get a chance to talk to all of you, answer your questions. It's not a political event. It's all about being healthy so you can live a long time. That's much more important than politics, right? If we're going to win this battle, you got to be alive and healthy and high energy and not sick. And you got to lose the fat as well. It's not about losing weight, but it's about losing fat. And losing fat automatically, you lose some weight. But gaining muscle. It's called Energized Health. How do you get in the event? You go to energizedhealth.com. Click on live events to register. Energizedhealth.com. And click on live events and register, and you're there. Ahern Hotel. It's free. Doesn't cost you none. Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara, Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 in the morning. Give 90 minutes of your life. 90 minutes of your life, and it'll change your life. House Democrats advance a bill to make Washington, D.C. a state. And, you know, these are all the things I've ever told you, you know? I wrote the column and I said they're going to make D.C. a state or try. They're going to make Puerto Rico a state or try. If they can't get Puerto Rico, they'll use Guam. They need to get two more senators from each one of these states. And they need to get extra congressmen. And so they'll change the entire Electoral College. So House Democrats advance a bill to make D.C. a state. Chaired by Representative Carolyn Maloney. How do they live with themselves? It's just amazing. Can you imagine if I got elected and the first thing I did is I said, let's make Israel an American state. They had two more Republican senators, you know, because I knew that Israel is very conservative. I knew that Israel, Netanyahu, always backed Trump. The people of Israel, very conservative for the most part. And so I'm taking a chance, but probably there'll always be two Republican conservative senators. And we'll add a couple congressmen, too. So, you know, let's grab Israel. Let's grab, Name the country. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's grab a country of conservatives and let's make it into a state. Or let's divide up a Republican state like Utah. Let's have, I'm demanding we divide Utah, southern Utah and northern Utah. Let's make it to four states, and east Utah, west Utah, south Utah, and north Utah. And I'll get two senators from each one, knowing that everybody's a Mormon and a conservative, highly religious. They'll always vote conservative, and we'll get ourselves eight new Republican senators. That's exactly what this is. Washington, D.C. is a city. Why would it be a state? What a joke. Despite committee clearance after many counter-amendments, Representative Andy Biggs said the ultimate argument seems to hinge on the 23rd Amendment, which guarantees the federal capital at least three electors in presidential elections. Biggs' view is supported by many legal scholars who have denied D.C. statehood's feasibility without a constitutional amendment. Additionally, Justice Department under former President Reagan and former President Carter deemed the transformation of Washington, D.C. into a state unconstitutional, along with Democrat Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, who said a similar proposal was unconstitutional in 1963. The late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, when he was a judge, also opposed such legislation. It is fanciful, he said, fanciful to consider as politically powerless a city whose residents include a high proportion of the officers of all three branches of the federal government and their staffs. Opposition is anchored in three traditional arguments. Our nation's capital was always meant to be unique. They want it to be a federal district, not a state. H.R. 51 would require Congress to ignore the plain command of the 23rd Amendment. Even those who support D.C. statehood admit district residents enjoy special benefits due to where they live and would enjoy an outside influence in Congress. 22 state attorney generals sent a letter to Biden and Congress arguing Washington, D.C. cannot become a state through legislation, but only through the process of a constitutional amendment. I'm trying to understand what Andy Biggs was saying, though. The ultimate argument seems to hinge on the 23rd Amendment, which guarantees the federal capital at least three electors in presidential elections. I have no idea what he's talking about. Washington doesn't get any electors in federal elections. I have no idea what he's talking about. The rest of it, I agree with. China simulates an attack of a U.S. aircraft carrier while sending a record number of planes into Taiwan's airspace. I'm telling you, I predicted this from day one, that the moment Biden took over, China would have its way all over the world, and sure enough, Taiwan is going to be the number one target, and sure enough, it's happening. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules Democrat Governor Tony Evers does not have the authority to limit business capacity. Good ruling, for once, by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, without approval from the state legislature. Second time in recent weeks. In late March, the state Supreme Court of Wisconsin struck down a statewide mask mandate. So that's good news. He doesn't have the authority to issue capacity limits on bars, restaurants, and other businesses without the legislature's approval. 4-3 decision, of course, coming down with four conservative justices versus three liberals who dissented. Thank God for bars and restaurants and nightclubs trying to make a living, trying to employ people, all being destroyed by Democrats all over this country. And nobody cares. Well, a Black Lives Matter protest group takes over a Dallas restaurant, chants, "Who burns S-H-you-know-what down? We burn S-H-you-know-what down." Very scary what's happening to our country. The militarized left is the problem, not the right. See you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.